News Radio 700 WLW.
Now, I think this is interesting. So you might have heard, this was last week, okay, that there's cases of cyclosporine, which is a parasite that gets in your gut, affected like 1,600 reported cases. I'm sure likely thousands and thousands more of people. Severe diarrhea, sickness, that whole thing. And it was traced back to lettuce that was produced by Taylor Farms. One of the big purveyors of said lettuce was Taco Bell. Okay, so they were kind of getting blamed for this thing. Now, aside from this, it has now come out that the FDA said, oops, sorry.
It wasn't Taylor Farms, right?
It wasn't Taylor Farms, geez. And it wasn't Taco Bell. But nonetheless, you can see the damage that, something like that does. Taco Bell saw a 19% drop in foot traffic just because of that. So what happens to a restaurant or any business that goes through some bad publicity? How do you get your name back? What sort of damage control things do you do? And join us right now to discuss. She is a marketing strategist. She is the CEO of Mog XP. She is Sheila Ronda. Sheila, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Very good. So you heard us talk there, Sheila. I guess first of all, I think the same thing happened to Chipotle. A number of years back where there's some sort of sickness and they got a lot of bad PR. So I guess what's the first thing a restaurant or, again, frankly, any business should do when bad pub hits? What should they do?
So first, steer right into it. You have to explain what happened and what you're doing to fix it and apologize. Those three things go a really long way with the public.
And has Taco Bell done any of those things?
Well, they did. They did it initially thinking that they were to blame and found out now there's question whether or not they are. So at this point, they did the right thing. They stepped in, said that, you know, there is reason to believe it's been tracked back to us and we have changed vendors. We've pulled all the stock and we are going to do whatever we need to do to make this right. And we want to get your confidence back. Everything they did was spot on.
So, Sheila, throughout the course of business and say the last couple of decades, how many businesses, and if you can name any, rattle them off, but have been ruined by bad publicity, by bad press, where they just, something bad happened, got people sick, defective product, and they just could never overcome it?
So occasionally it happens by bad product. So there have been a handful that have had it with things like lettuce and different types of vegetables. Restaurants, of course, are the ones who get hit for that. But there have also been some brands that have gotten caught very, very badly. A couple of the auto industry, large automakers, have gotten caught messing with fuel. Different fuel readings, issues with tires, issues with airbags, all of those kinds of things. And a couple of them have leaned into it and took care of it and did well. And some of them ended up covering it up for quite a while, got caught and really paid significantly for it.
And these, the difference here is that, I mean, these are really unforced errors, right? You know, like the Taco Bell thing. I mean, there's nothing they did. They obviously didn't intentionally put bad lettuce in their tacos. And so is there a difference, though, when it comes to are people more forgiving to a place like Taco Bell versus, and the one thing that pops into my mind of an issue that a brand had was the Bud Light thing, what, a few years ago.
Right.
And obviously that was something they intentionally did and a decision they made in a marketing decision. Is there are consumers more forgiving in a situation like Taco Bell versus the Bud Light thing a few years ago?
Very much so. People don't expect brands to be perfect. What they expect them to do is to be transparent, to apologize and fix it and make it right and then rebuild the trust. When something like what happened with Bud Light happened, so you gave the categories of products or services that went bad or things that happened, and then there's just like stupidity of not leaning into it and having the grown-up conversation. And that's what happened with Bud Light. And they lost who they were, and instead of talking about the support they have for both liberal and conservative values. They doubled down saying, we're right, we're always right. You know, that was their point. Yeah. They apologized and they went back. And they could have prevented that whole issue in about 3 minutes worth of time. And instead, it cost them about $19 billion.
$19
billion. I just punched in on Copilot search. And they still, I mean, I just did a search on Microsoft Copilot, and it says first thing that popped up is Bud Light has not recovered even from the from the 2023
that's a couple
scandal.
Years ago, yeah.
Yeah, 2023, yep.
Yeah. And it could have been a very easy conversation for them. While a lot of people didn't agree with the whole Mulvaney situation, it was easy to say, okay, our products are positioned differently because different people buy them. We have always been a sponsor of Pride. We have since the very beginning, and that's never wavered. However, we are also a beer for all people in the U.S. We are the same ones who were the major sponsors of an organization called Folds of Honor, which provides scholarships to the children of fallen or disabled. I mean, they're also the folks who changed their billboards around the country right after 9/11. No logo, no anything, just American flags. They're also the redneck truck driving guys who pulled their trucks in front of the convenience stores and protected the convenience store owners when people were, you know, freaking out over all of the happenings, and said, you know what, you're not going to hurt these people just because you don't know them.
Interesting.
And but all things they could have said and come out and put in, you know, really promoted on television shows, radio shows.
There's plenty of avenues, too. There's social media. Right. Like, there's plenty of ways to get out. Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah. But they could have had those messages, and many brands steer away from it. And if they steer into it, take responsibility. And most people are forgiving. They will bounce back. Taco Bell is in a great position to bounce back. People like them. They have trust. Mm-hmm. They faltered. And we, at this point, we don't even know if they really did. But if they're continuing to be transparent, they stay in front of it and talk to people and show them what they're doing to make sure it never happens again. If it did at all, you know, still implement processes to make sure it doesn't, then there's no reason they shouldn't bounce back beautifully.
Sheila Rondo's our guest. She's a marketing strategist. And another one that popped in my head, Sheila, was Cracker Barrel. They went over a rebranding and tried to get a little bit more modern. And that's their identity, is they are like a mom and pop, old school, you know, the old guy sitting on the rocking chair on the porch kind of thing. And that seemed to, at the time, have some backlash. Now, I don't know if they have, I don't know if they have changed their thought on that, if they're sticking with the old ways. I feel like I've been in a couple of Cracker Barrels, believe it or not, and I feel like they're the same as they've always been. But is that seems to be another example of, you know, a marketing decision that was made, there was backlash, and I'm not sure if they came out and apologized or said anything about it.
They did. They've backtracked on that.
Okay.
And they lost their identity. So they missed authenticity, which is most important for a brand. So I look for brands that I use as showcases that you know who they are and what they stand for the second you hear the name. So if you think of Ben & Jerry's ice cream, you know Ben & Jerry's position on any issue, like any issue there is, you will know right up front. Look at their packaging, and you know what they stand for.
Yep.
And they're unapologetic about it, but they are authentic to it, and people know it. So because they don't hide it, people either they trust them, whether they like it or not, and people buy the product.
Interesting.
You can respect that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got my choice whether I want to buy Ben & Jerry's or not. I don't.
But you're right. I mean, being genuine is key in anything. I mean, you know, especially in politics, you know, if you're one coaching too, I see it all the time in coaching. Guys, one coach wants to act like, you know, like Bill Belichick or whatever.
Totally.
You got to be who you are.
I see it in coaching.
Yeah, 100%. And Sheila, what you said makes sense. Own it, apologize for it, and then do something to make it right. And it seems like that'll make everything go away. Well, listen, hey, we really appreciate your time, Sheila. If folks want to find out more about you and what it is that you do, where can they go?
MogXP.com.
MogXP.com. Sheila, thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care, guys.
Very good.